This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Opening night for the Denver Nuggets. The last memory we had of this team was, getting knocked out of the playoffs and Suns in four, all that drama. And, hey, it's not the playoffs, but maybe the Nuggets can get some redemption tonight at 8 o'clock tip-off. Joining me now, and the goal is to hear from this man every single week as we love it, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV, our Nuggets insider. Chris, man, it is great to get you back on the show.
Hey, we back.
Are you ready? Yep. Are you ready for tonight, man? I mean, it feels like it's been only like a couple of days since we got knocked out, but also it feels like an eternity at the same time.
So it's not quite the regular off season, but certainly longer than the bubble off season.
Yeah.
So you have all these forces at work, but. I'm ready. We can only hope the Nuggets are too.
Well, Chris, without we all know this. It's the big one we've discussed all offseason. No Jamal Murray, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But we're not counting on him anytime soon. So, the bat, the Nuggets kind of have some adversity they need to overcome.
Yeah, I think it's the most interesting thing about this season. You know, who are the Nuggets going to be? I mean, there is a chance that he doesn't play at all this season. Certainly would. At the very least, missed the majority of the season. And so, can the Nuggets survive? Can the Nuggets thrive? What will their identity be? Who will step up in his absence? Can they still be a top four team, or will they fall into a little bit more of a play-in basketball team? I just think it's going to be an interesting season in that respect, and to see which of these players, kind of grows and turns into, at least a star for this basketball team in what it needs and, around Nikola Jokic. And so I'm just very interested to see how this team evolves and grows over the course of the season.
Well, talk to us about Nikola Jokic, Chris. Obviously, Joker, he's goofing around. He's still the same lovable Joker. But Coach Malone talking about what the Joker's saying, hey, we're not good enough right now. He kind of went on to say we might lose Wednesday if we don't get our act together.
Yeah, so apparently he said that after a scrimmage portion of a practice, and basically just said to the team, we're not running the plays right. We don't know the plays. We're just not doing things right. And, that's what you want from your leader. Michael Malone also did say, well, I wish he would have said that in the middle of the scrimmage and not at the end of it. But it's good for him to speak up. And, I think what we've seen over the last year or two from Nikola Jokic is more of a willingness to speak up and make his voice heard and be a leader on this basketball team. And so, no matter when it comes, there was a point in time, Brady, that nobody said anything ever, right? So you would have the coach saying, I wish somebody would say something at any point in time, and be a leader. And so now you have your best player being that guy. And you have multiple players, standing up and saying things. Jeff Green was also singled out that day. Will Barton was also singled out as having said something to the team that day. And so when you have that, that's a good thing. It also recognizes that, they recognize where they need to be. They know that they're not there. And, just as we saw with the Lakers last night, I don't think anybody should overreact to anything that happens today, whether they win or they lose. Because, it is a long journey. It's the first 82-game season that we will have seen in 2 years.
Wow, I didn't even really think about that. I thought about last year. Yeah, 2 years. You're exactly right. Wow.
Yeah, so it's a long journey, and just obviously it'll begin with this single step.
Yeah, Chris Dempsey joining us from Altitude TV. What kind of guy is Nikola Jokic going to be? He gets the MVP, and I know he says all the things. Hey, I'm not concerned about it. It's not going to add pressure. But I took that comment from Michael Malone as maybe we are going to see, we saw Joker get ejected the last time out, right? So we that's still kind of fresh in our minds. Are we going to see a Joker with a little more edge, or is this going to just be Joker doing his thing, filling up the stat sheet, great guy, lovable, or do you see a little feist coming out of the MVP?
Well, I think he's a competitor. I think one of the things that, especially, it's crystal clear to me, especially when you got in the playoffs, like this dude wants to win, and he makes all the plays, he's dialed in, everything, all his actions on a basketball court are, with the intention of let's get this win here tonight. Let's get this dub. And so I think that we'll just see that same guy, you know, how they use him over the course of the season will be interesting. You know, how many minutes do you play him? How much of a load do you have him carry over the course of this long season? And, you know, so from that standpoint, I'm interested to see how the coaching staff uses how Michael Malone deploys him on a night-to-night basis and on a week-to-week and month-to-month basis. But I think I'm not worried about Nikola Jokic from a competitor standpoint. He's the kind of guy that, even though he's quiet, he's not necessarily quiet around his teammates, but he's quiet in general. You know, he's kind of a silent assassin. Like he wants to win, and I think he'll do anything on a court on a given night to make sure the Nuggets get that W.
Chris, you've been covering the NBA a long time, man. I keep seeing like Bleacher Report. I shared it on Twitter. I see the images they're putting out of different players, reaching for the title, and I'm seeing the promos. And I know I sound like sour grapes. I sound like a spoiled baby, but I mean, my goodness, man, we're not highlighting Nikola Jokic enough. He's still not on these pictures. He's still not on all of these posters. What gives? I mean, he's the most recent MVP, and still no love for the Joker.
Yeah. I mean, that's he's not on all the promos. That's a fact.
Yeah.
He's on more than he was on, and that's
true.
A good thing. You know, that's a good thing. And you know, watching especially some of the ESPN into the run up of these games, you know, he's featured pretty prominently as, you know, can a Joker beat a full house, which I thought was pretty creative from their ad department. But yeah, I mean, unless you have a lot of flash, or unless you're in, you know, if you're a high flyer dunker, 3-point, just raining 3-point shots down, or super aggressive personality person out there in social media and fashion and all this kind of stuff, those are the players in a league that, you know, really does spotlight its individuals. Those are the players that are going to grab the spotlight first. And, you know, Nikola doesn't care about any of that. Shows up to games in sweats, doesn't have any social media, you know, he's not worried about any of that stuff. So then that makes you, even as you're winning an MVP, it makes you a little bit more of a background person in a league that really spotlights it, the people who really are trying to put themselves out front. So I don't expect that, you know, listen, I mean, you know, at the risk of, you know, if after you win an MVP and your team gets to the second round of the playoffs, this is the amount of publicity that you're going to get, then probably it's not going to get any better. You know,
yeah.
unless the Nuggets win a natural NBA title. And he's in the middle of that. But until that happens, I would surmise that this would be about the amount of saturation that we'll see, Jokic saturation that we'll see in the advertising market.
Yeah, which is just incredible. But on to the rest of this roster, Chris. A lot of interesting storylines going in. Michael Porter Jr., though, gets his contract. Now we need to see that next step, right? Throughout the course of the season last year, we saw the growth there. Maybe a little step back in the playoffs because they were guarding him tight. Now we want to see this Porter create. We want to see him play better defensively. So I think I'm really intrigued to see how his season progresses, especially these first couple of months without Jamal Murray.
Yeah, me too. You know, but you know what? I think, you know how it was reported there's a clause in his contract that takes it, you know, all the way up to $207 million if he makes an all-NBA team. I seriously, Brady, and I know listeners are going to go, okay, whatever. I mean, you know, he works for altitude. I seriously think he's going to push to make one of the all-NBA teams. And, you know, the opportunity is there for him. In the last 20 games of the season, he averaged 23 points, like 7 or 8 rebounds, shot 54% from the field and 43% from the three-point line. You do that again this year and for a team that's in the top four, you think he can't make third team All-NBA? I mean, that's not a thing that he couldn't make. And I would expect that he's going to hover around 25 points per game this season, with some pretty high shooting percentages, because I think he still is mindful about getting himself on the offensive glass. I think he's doing a little bit better in terms of, you know, cutting and getting himself easier looks, not just jump shooting, because, you know, the jump shot, even though his doesn't seem to really go very often, They do come and go in a very normal sense, but I am very interested to see, you know, what he puts out there on the basketball court. You know, in the first, quarter of the first preseason game, he put 16 on the board, and I'm looking at him like, okay, this dude's ready. He's really ready. And for him, you know, he worked out with Steph Curry in the summer for a week and you know, got the pointers and got some tutelage from Steph Curry. And then he's also just a very hard worker. You know, I mean, the one thing you can never say about Michael Porter Jr. is that he doesn't work, that he doesn't care. He always does. I thought I saw really good improvement from him last season in all the areas that you just outlined in the question. And I would expect that that's going to be the same this season. If anybody expects him to be a lockdown defender, then you should stop watching. He's not going. That's not going to be Michael Porter Jr. But what he can be is a dialed-in team defender all the time. He's going to win his fair share of battles if he gets put out in space on a player just because he's athletic enough and has got a good wingspan to be able to affect some things. And then what we saw a lot last year was coming on weak side help. He can block shots. And so I just expect that he'll improve in all of those areas, but he's not going to be Kawhi Leonard. And so, like, we just have to make sure that we're keeping this all in context. He needs to not be a liability on defense, even if he's not going to be, you know, a top 10 defensive player in the league. And that's going to be good enough for the Nuggets because you just don't want to be – you just don't want to have these areas on the court where teams can really hone in and attack you and have consistent success. And so that's what you're staying away from. I expect that Michael Porter Jr. Will be improved in that area as well.
Well, Chris, I'm looking forward to it, man. We're up against a break today. Pressed for time today. But next week we'll look to see, hey, where we are with these first couple of games under our belt. Yeah. And see, you know, I know Bones Highland. I'm excited to see how much of a part he plays, how much of a role he plays with this team. So many questions, so many storylines. Chris, and I know you guys will have stuff for us coming up for pregame and everything. What time does everything get started for you guys, at least as far as your coverage goes?
Yeah, our coverage is going to be, let's see, the game's at 8, so 7:30 tonight. This year, we're going down to half-hour pregame show. So 7:30 for tonight's game, and then obviously halftime and postgame. I'll be on the set with Hans and Dick.
I love it, man. Nobody better, Chris. We appreciate you, my friend. And go Nuggets. Let's see if we can grab the victory number one tonight.
Yes, absolutely. All right, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Get the goodbyes in. Colfax is he's wrapping this bad boy up, and he's moving on. He's getting out of here. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.